Welcome to the IWA podcast. With less than 12 hours to go, we're talking about the final polls. I'm joined today by Professor Roger Scully, Professor of Political Science at the Wales Governance Centre, Darren Hill, MD of Positive, and Liz Silversmith, Head of Monitoring at News Direct. So Roger, we've had a kind of final look ahead to what's going to happen in tomorrow's election. What are the big stories?
So yeah, this is our final pre-election poll. The story is not a great deal of change since the previous one, but basically the Labour vote seems to be holding steady. Conservatives have actually firmed up their vote a little bit. I think this poll will be most disappointing for Plaid Cymru, who felt with the improvements in their vote share in the last two polls that they were seeing some momentum. We actually see them slipping back a couple of points on both votes in this poll, which, you know, there could just be sort of margin of error, statistical noise, but we're certainly seeing no evidence of continued Plaid momentum in this poll. As of the final things to say, UKIP's vote seems to be holding absolutely steady, if anything, firming up slightly, and no momentum for the Liberal Democrats, are actually down a couple of points on the list vote. Which I think just reinforces that all of their current list seats are very much under threat tomorrow.
So with this kind of battle for second place between Plaid Cymru and the Conservatives, do you think that there's any real reason in campaigning terms for this, Darren?
It seems relatively typical of what we get in Assembly elections, or certainly in the last three, not the first one, but in the last three, it's been a bit nip and tuck between Plaid and the Conservatives as to how well they tend to do in the regional lists, and that tends to decide a lot of things. Looking at these figures, I think it's steady good news for Labour, and that's the real surprise, that nobody seems to be landing a blow on them. The votes seem to be changing between the opposition parties, not between Labour and other people.
Yeah, I mean, we've had nearly a week now, almost uninterrupted bad news for the UK level Labour Party, and it seems to have had absolutely no impact on their support in Wales. Now, it could of course be that this poll is just missing that, but you know, certainly we can find no evidence here that, you know, Ken Livingstone and arguments about anti-Semitism and so on are hurting the Labour Party in Wales at the moment.
But that's interesting, because a few weeks ago when we saw, poll before last actually, we kind of hypothesised on the podcast that certain issues at a UK level had an impact on the Conservative vote. So what's different between the Conservatives and Labour, Liz?
Well, I do think there's certain things. I mean, a few weeks ago there was the Panama Papers and the tax scandals, and I think that had a slight dent in the Conservatives in the following poll because there was something taking place at the time. But I do think that certain things... I mean, the anti-Semitism stuff in UK Labour as well, and there's certainly some accusations of the Conservatives not campaigning well in London. But I do think some issues tend to diverge more in Wales than the UK, and I think Welsh voters don't really see problems with anti-Semitism and, you know, maybe even Islamophobia in mayoral campaigns. They don't really see that in Wales, which is possibly, you know, a good thing for Welsh politics, is that actually we're not touched by these things as voters don't recognise it in their own politicians.
Darren, what do you make of that?
I think there's a degree of truth in what Liz has said. People drawing the news coverage predominantly from UK sources. Perhaps we've all got a little bit overexcited at certain points in this campaign, because much of the campaign's been sort of deathly dull. Perhaps we've been seizing on any glimmer of interest to try and liven it up for ourselves as well as the electorate.
Yeah, and you have to say, I mean, the Labour Party in Wales have very much sought to make this a Welsh campaign, and of course, you know, we had the story about Jeremy Corbyn being asked to stay away.
He's supposed to be here today, though, apparently.
Yeah, I guess the evidence is that, you know, Labour have been reasonably successful at sort of insulating themselves from any damage sustained to the UK level party over the last week or so.
Do you think there's been a higher level of kind of fluff in this campaign? There seems to be a lot of activists from different parties saying there are certain surges that we can expect, but actually these polls don't really suggest that that's the case. Do you think that there's a health warning to be taken with
social media? The best thing that we can all do is stay off Twitter from the election campaign, frankly. I genuinely found it a useful tool back in 2010, maybe even bits of 2011, but the extent of the extent of the gap between the reality of what people are saying on Twitter and the reality of how people are voting, I think, was really apparent last year. And I've got a feeling it'll be mirrored when people go to the polls here in Wales tomorrow too.
Yeah, I mean, I said a couple of weeks ago on Twitter, ironically, that I thought that for most party activists, they would be much better off spending 1 hour at leafleting or canvassing than spending 10, 12, 20 hours, you know, arguing with people on Twitter or talking about, you know, real or imaginary surges for their party. And I think this stuff has little impact, and indeed I think some of the sort of squabbling with your opponents on Twitter, if it has any impact, it's probably a negative one.
Yeah, I don't think anyone minds it.
Yeah.
Well, I think Twitter makes everyone into a little spin doctor sometimes, I think, during the debates particularly. Oh, they were great at that. Wasn't my leader great at that? Wasn't my leader great at that? And yeah, I think Roger's absolutely right. Having a conversation with someone on the doorstep or putting leaflets through people's doors is what will actually count, because often when you talk to normal people, normal voters, not, you know, political geeks like us, but they say things like, oh, I haven't heard from anyone, no one's put a leaflet through my door, no one's had a chat with me. Those are the things that people actually make decisions about. They don't really care what anyone says on Twitter. So
with this poll being so kind of small in its differences, it's not showing huge swings for any party particularly. This election's essentially going to be down to small changes, seats, little marginal seats that are won and lost. Which are the ones to watch, Roger?
I'm not sure you can necessarily tell that from national poll, actually. I think a national poll is good at giving the picture on broad, if there are any broad national changes or anything like that. I suspect that this election we will see a lot of patchiness in the results. I think we'll see probably quite a lot of patchiness in turnout as well. And there may be swings to parties in some places and swings against them in others. Clearly the Labour Party's overall vote share is likely to be down considerably from 2011, which was, of course, their best ever Assembly election. And the key thing for Labour is whether they can sustain losses that in vote share that they can easily accommodate in some of their safer seats and have their vote hold up in some of the more marginal places. And if they can do that, they could well see their vote share fall, you know, 10 percentage points or so from last time, yet actually escape with very little in terms of seat losses.
What seats will you be keeping an eye on tomorrow, Liz?
I think the parties as well will be keeping an eye on the ones that were in contention last year in the general election. So Vale of Clwyd, Gower, Cardiff Central, Cardiff North. Everyone's going to be, I mean, it's not exactly constituency seat, but everyone's going to be observing how UKIP's vote eats into everyone else's. And then in Brecon and Radnorshire, we've got Kirsty Williams fighting for her seats. That was lost last year in the general election, so it's really down to Kirsty's whether she can hold that. I think Lib Dems will be very anxious about that one, otherwise they'll have no leader with an Assembly seat.
So do you think this is largely down to individual campaigners and the success of campaigning on the ground in these key seats?
I think it's a mixture of that and the national campaigns that have been waged and possibly won. I tend to agree that most of the seats of interest tend to be in the ones that have been of interest in Assembly elections in the past. You know, Llanelli, because of its demographic, Cardiff North, they're always going to be up there as bellwethers. What might be interesting, though, if there is this general drop in a Labour vote, which we have seen in mid-range seats in the past, it happened back in 2003, for example, whether that drop is significant. In 2007, where that drop is significant enough to cost them those type of seats. And I'm thinking of places like Delyn and like the Vale of Clwyd that almost went at that particular time, but that's the only time they've ever really been in play.
Anyone want to stake any predictions for where we're going to be on Friday morning?
Labour largest party.
I think that is almost certain. Yeah, Labour largest party, probably a pretty close battle for second in terms of seats. UKIP in the Assembly in significant numbers, and the Lib Dems, if they're there at all, in very small numbers.
I predict that Nigel Farage will be celebrating in the pub on Friday, having secured 5 seats at least. But I think Labour largest party certainly, and there'll have to be potential deals struck, probably between Labour and Plaid Cymru, but Lib Dems may have two seats, they may, Labour may have 28, but that's lots of mays, ifs, buts, maybes, optimistic thinking for both of them. So yeah, I think they'll be looking at deals with Plaid.
Great, well thank you very much all. We'll be back on Friday discussing the results, so join us back then.